Third Coast Digest is brought to you in part by 91.7 FM, WMSE Frontier Radio.
Jessica Lane, thank you for coming in to talk to me. And you brought Milwaukee with you?
Yes.
Milwaukee is a?
Milwaukee is a silky chicken. She's a little less than a year old. She was born last June.
Okay.
And
is that young for a chicken? Or is that middle-aged? What's the lifespan of a chicken? It must vary by breed, I suspect.
Yeah, it varies by breed. Anywhere from like 4 to 9, 10 years. And they're not laying eggs that whole time.
Okay.
So.
Oh. That's even more, because that's what we're really here to talk about. Since
right.
Do you run or are you part of Cream City Hens?
I made the website. And I kind of organize events. Usually people call me up if they need us to show up for something.
Okay.
And I'm often at booths in the summer, farmers' booths.
Okay, right. And what is the egg-laying lifespan of a chicken? And how much of their life is spent laying eggs?
That also varies.
Hmm.
With the more ornamental breeds, they start later
right.
in their lifetime. And then...
And Milwaukee is, we said, an ornamental breed.
Yeah, she's more flashy, showy. She doesn't lay as consistently as some other breeds.
Okay.
But she started laying, I want to say, in March. So, and actually she's not laying right now, unfortunately. She stopped.
Oh, she just...
she's just on again, off again.
I suppose, yeah.
Which, there's a lot of other breeds that are a lot more consistent. They're bred to be consistent egg layers.
But now if you have your own chickens, which we're working towards having, because we're talking about sustainability in food. That's one of the reasons that I wanted to talk to you.
Correct.
Because it's possible now in River Hills.
Well, people have been raising chickens in River Hills for years and years and years. And then all of a sudden they realized at the beginning of the year, it's illegal.
And
the government was like, what? It's illegal? Oh, well, let's fix that.
Oh, just change the law.
If only it was that easy in Milwaukee.
Yeah. Oh, it's not, because you're trying to make it legal to raise chickens in Milwaukee, correct?
Correct. Yes.
And at one point, I don't know how many decades ago, it probably was completely legal.
It was. I mean, people come up to me at the farmers markets and they're like, I remember when I was a kid and my neighbor had chickens or I had chickens. And
right.
There was like 30 chickens and we were in the little Milwaukee city lot.
Right.
My grandma raised chickens.
In the city of Milwaukee?
In the city. She lives
right.
on Lancaster Avenue.
Right, right. And so somebody ran them off, ran all the
yeah.
people who were producing their own food off.
Yeah. I think it was a new mentality. Urban should be urban and chic, and you shouldn't have to worry about farm animals and noises.
Right.
And
what are the complaints about, say I wanted to put a chicken coop on my roof and I lived down in the third ward. Could I put a chicken coop on my roof and have my own chickens and get my own eggs and maybe share them with the people in the building?
You mean is it feasible to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
I mean, if the law wasn't in the way.
Yeah, I think so. The ordinance that we have proposed is 4 hens per lot, no roosters.
Okay.
No slaughter.
Roosters are the noisy ones.
Yeah, they are. And you don't need roosters to lay eggs.
And the chickens you're talking about are just egg layers. They're not for meat. Or
correct.
Can they be?
Well, they could be if you were not going to slaughter in city limits.
Okay.
If you were going to take them somewhere else to be processed.
Okay. Shh. We don't want to say anything in front
of her ears.
Cover Milwaukee's ears, right? Okay, so 4 hens
yep.
per city lot. How many eggs do you get out of 4 hens?
Depending on the breed.
Mm-hmm.
Each hen will lay like 1 a day. You'll get like 6 a week from each hen.
Okay.
So, I mean,
okay.
For a family of 4, you'd have eggs out your ears.
Yeah, you'd have plenty of eggs. You'd have eggs for the neighbors.
Yes, definitely. Always a perk. Like, please put chickens in your backyard and give me some eggs.
In your neighborhood, right. So what are because the other thing that people are afraid of, other than noise, and we've established that chickens themselves are relatively quiet.
Yeah, we haven't heard a peep out of her.
I haven't heard anything out of her, and she's been here in the studio this whole time. So what are the other fears about, like, say, hygiene comes to mind?
Yeah, hygiene smell
mm-hmm.
is a big one.
Yeah.
And part of how we're addressing that is the ordinance proposal allows for a 25-foot setback from neighboring residences.
Okay.
So it's not going to, if your neighbor gets chickens, they're not allowed to put the coop like next to your bedroom window.
Right. So you're not getting, when the breeze is southerly,
yes.
you're not getting it right yes. straight up your nose. Right?
And the other thing is what really makes the smell with chickens is when their feces is wet.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have enough litter in there, and it's like moved around daily and it dries out, then you're not going to smell anything really.
So it's a relatively high maintenance. And this is something, we're talking about something that's not just a pet, although I suppose if with an ornamental, orns must be kept as pets, are they not?
Well, yeah, they are. And even my other hen, Kilborn, she's a much more consistent egg layer.
Mm-hmm.
And she's really friendly, too.
Yeah.
I mean, she just hangs out. If she knows what the container of mealworms looks like.
Yeah.
And she'll come running from anywhere, and she knows what it sounds like. She's very friendly. We're teaching her name right now.
Oh, really? Yeah. Does Milwaukee know her name?
Milwaukee doesn't care. Milwaukee's just like, whatever.
Yeah, she doesn't need a name.
Yeah.
She's Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So hygiene is an issue, but if you attend to it.
Well, just like a dog. If you
take
care of it, then it's not a problem.
Right, exactly. And what is maintenance on it if you keep your own chickens? Daily feed?
Right. It's usually, like, they usually get, like, a grain mixture,
mm-hmm.
and then any kitchen scraps that you have.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to feed them onions or peppers or citrus.
They're not carnivores either. They don't eat like beef scraps.
Oh, really? They were eating pot stickers last night.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Good. My son was sharing his pot stickers. So they'll eat meat. You don't want to give them too much meat.
Right.
But, I mean,
because that'll change their feces again.
Yeah. Right. I mean, they can eat like old spaghetti noodles.
Okay.
You don't want to give them onions or peppers or citrus because it'll change the flavor of the eggs.
Yes. Okay. That's what I was going to ask next.
So, but yeah, they eat almost anything.
Right. Okay.
And if for some strange reason a rodent would get into the coop, you probably won't even know about it because they would take care of it for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, they can take care of a rat?
Yeah. There, people have found just like bits of rats sometimes.
Oh, good for them.
I mean, if you're building your coop correctly, though, you won't have that problem.
You won't have any rats coming in, right? I guess one can go to the internet to find out how to make an atomic bomb now, so I suppose you can go to the internet and find out how to make a coop.
Correct, yeah.
Or build your own coop, or go to Fleet Farm. You can probably go out there and buy one ready-made, can't you?
Yeah, I don't know if Fleet Farm sells coops, but a lot of people do, they buy playhouses and modify those.
Oh.
And then it's aesthetically pleasing, too, when you have it in your yard.
Sure.
Your neighbors are going to really complain about something that looks so cute.
Right.
So.
That's right. And you'll have kids come over all the time because kids love chickens.
Yeah, definitely. I went to drop my kids off at their dad's earlier today, and they were both in the car sitting. One had a chicken on each lap. They're like, okay, do you want to trade now? I want to hold that one. And they just hang out like this, just sitting.
Now, you and I talked about this before, but just so everybody knows, you don't live with chickens in your house all the time.
No, I don't.
You're just chicken sitting now.
Yeah, I'm just kind of. I mean, they're my chickens, but they live in Mequon right now.
Okay.
With a lot of other fun chicken friends.
Right, and on a farm or on somebody's. Can you raise chickens on your property in Mequon?
Yes.
So you can do it in Mequon. You can do it in River Hills.
You can do it in St. Francis.
In St. Francis,
Cedarburg. And parts of Menominee Falls, and obviously Madison.
Right. Oh, obviously. Why do you say obviously?
Madison was really they had this really big chicken underground for a long time. And then they brought the issue to the limelight and really pushed it through. And that's kind of what started across the country, started the ball rolling for a lot of different communities.
Oh, really? Madison. So there, it is a bit of it's kind of a movement in a way.
It is, definitely. And I know you can raise chickens in New York City.
Really?
In Seattle, in Denver, in Chicago.
Cool.
And Chicago has like unlimited. You can have as many chickens as you want. I don't know. Your neighbors might have something to say about that. But
I suppose you have to deal with your neighbors.
Yes.
And yeah, one way or another. But just, leave it up to the individuals. That's great. So that many cities, Seattle, New York, you can raise chickens.
Yes. New York City.
New York City, Manhattan.
I guess. Yeah, on your balcony, throw a couple
on your balcony
out there.
Or on your roof. I mean,
yeah.
People raise pigeons. Where I used to live in the Lower East Side, there were a couple of pigeon coops all around me, and we'd see them circling. So if you can put pigeons up there, you can put chickens, I suppose.
Yeah, right? You just have to worry about ventilation, predator proofing,
right?
Insulation.
Yeah, because they got to make it through the winter.
Especially in this climate, yeah.
Right.
And they can handle cold weather really, really well,
yeah.
As long as it's not humid.
Okay.
If it's properly ventilated and the moisture rises off of them.
Right. Okay. Now, where do you go to get if I wanted to put some chickens in my backyard, if I was allowed to by the law, if I wanted to put chickens in my playhouse that I converted into a coop myself, where would I go to find them?
Well, you could always start at Craigslist.
Okay,
Craigslist,
sure.
Craigslist is a great source.
Great resource, sure.
Milwaukee is from a breeder in Mequon, and that's actually where my hens are staying right now.
Okay.
Alana Rubin, she breeds them.
Alana Rubin, okay. So you can call or get a hold of Alana Rubin and find get your chicks.
Yeah, and she has mostly silkies, but she has a couple of different breeds as well.
Right. Tell me the breeds that are the best egg layers. If I wanted to do this so that I could feed my family and my extended family, my neighbors, eggs.
People like Leghorns and
Barred Rocks,
Red Star. There's a lot of different breeds. And there's a lot of charts that you can find online.
Right.
That details like how many eggs each chicken lays.
Right.
What color they are, how big they are, if they're cold or heat resistant. Chickens, all kinds of stuff. You can find different charts online.
Right. Okay.
My other chickens I purchased from My Pet Chicken.
My Pet Chicken?
Yes.
Okay.
They send out as few as three chickens, day old chicks in a box, and you get it through the post office.
Day old, so just when they're little chicks. Okay.
Yep.
Right.
And then you put them in a brooder. There's certain parameters that you need when they're really little. They need a certain amount of heat and everything to keep them warm.
Right.
And then you can raise them yourself from chicks that way.
Right.
And there's actually a really great local Wisconsin hatchery that's called Purely Poultry that does the same thing. I think their minimum number is like three or four.
Okay.
So if you want to stay local, which I found out about them after I went to My Pet Chicken. But
right, right. Oh, so good. I love this little sound that Milwaukee's making. I wonder if you can get her, put her up to the mic and see if she'll do it. Isn't that sweet?
is this edible?
Oh, yeah. She's looking at it. She wants to see if she can eat the mic. Now, is part of your ordinance, are the eggs, is the produce of the chickens that you raise for your own personal consumption only, or are you allowed to enter the free market and sell them?
I think that's a state issue.
Okay. State and or federal.
Selling.
Right.
You should be able to do it at a farmer's market.
I suppose that's what was my next question. At a farmer's market, I would suspect that you could, but we'd have to investigate what the rules and regulations of working at a farmer's market are and doing that.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
And their eggs are so much healthier than store.
Okay, good. Let's talk about that. So why are they healthy? I suspect that they are because anything that's mass produced, I would imagine is less nourishing.
Right. They have a wider diet. When they're out in your backyard, they have a much wider diet.
Okay.
Bugs and grass and sunshine and fun things.
Right.
Their eggs actually have almost twice the amount of vitamin D in it than a store-bought egg.
Because they are outside and the store-bought eggs, those chickens are inside in a little box their whole life.
Right. And the nutrients in an egg are just, they're denser.
Right.
I don't know if that's the right term to use, but they're just there's a lot packed in there. And they're yummier. They're a lot yummier. My kids fight over who gets to have, we only have one egg left.
Because they're tastier. They're just, they're more like food.
Yeah, they're right. It's great if you have a garden in your backyard. You can raise vegetables and get all kinds of nutrients. But then the one thing you're missing, unless you have a nut tree, is protein.
Is protein, right.
And
right.
This is such an easy, small, they're so small. They're easily taken care of. It's such an easy way to add that.
Right.
Into your diet.
Yeah. And it is. It's a perfect food.
And it's year-round, which you're not growing peppers on your patio in the middle of winter.
And you can take the shells and put them right back into your garden, can't you?
You could do that. Or they also require a pretty heavy dose of calcium every day. You can crush them up and give them right back to them.
Oh, and they eat the shells. Oh, cool. Yeah, crush them up so they're nice and small.
Yeah, and you crush them up just so they're not telling that it's an eggshell.
Right,
you could end up with problems with them eating their own eggs before you get to them. So.
Oh, I see. Okay. I was thinking you meant psychological problems.
But. No,
So it is. So it's a very, talking about sustainable food, it's a very sustainable thing. And I suppose if it stopped laying eggs, you can't put a rooster in there and get your next generation.
Right. No.
So once your hens have gone through their cycle and no longer are laying eggs, if you want eggs, you got to go purchase a couple more.
Yeah, and it's great too because into them goes food, kitchen waste, whatever.
Right.
Out comes eggs and manure.
Right.
So even when they stop laying eggs, they're still giving you some really rich stuff for your garden.
Right. You can put all that, those feces that we're talking about that smell so bad, if you treat them right and handle it and keep it.
Yeah. If you compost it, it's one of the best things out of all like the domesticated herbivores.
Right.
It's the best manure to put in your garden out of like goats and horses and everything. This
right.
is the best one. It's got the highest concentration of potassium. There's three very important ingredients in
that are in
fertilizer. Yeah.
Right.
And the great thing about the compost is when you put it in your garden, it's enriching the soil and enriching the plants. And you put a commercial fertilizer in and it's stripping the soil of all the nutrients to put them in the plants. And then what do you do?
Right.
It's,
then your soil's gone. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to go buy new soil.
And another great thing about them is if you use what's called a chicken tractor, you can put them in a like fenced in area on one specific part of your lawn. If you leave them there for 10 days, they'll scratch up everything in sight. It'll be completely like aerated. There's no living thing left. And then you have a garden plot. It's already pooped in.
Right. It's already pooped in.
Completely. All you have to do is turn it over a couple times with a pitchfork and start planting.
No kidding. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So they're a really good part of the community.
They are. And they're, you know, they're pretty friendly and.
Yeah. How's this, what are the odds on this legislation with the city?
I'm hearing through the grapevine that we've got potential for this year.
Yeah.
I mean, they passed the bee ordinance last year,
right?
Last spring.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know. I think chickens are.
Chickens and bees.
Yeah. I mean, they go hand in hand, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Bees pollinate and chickens give us some protein.
Yeah.
Jessica, thank you for coming in. This is really good. And it's
very
educational.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Yeah.